Regardless is an adverb that means without taking into account, in spite of, or in any case. It's used to indicate that something will happen or be done despite any obstacles, circumstances, or considerations.
Welcome to Radio Irregardless, your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. Now please welcome to the Internet Airwaves. Really? Internet Airwaves?
It's okay, you can just do it. It's just say Internet Airwaves. It sounds really cool.
Sorry, I'm just not.
Internet Airwaves.
Okay then. Please welcome to the Internet Airwaves, Mark Scalia.
And welcome to Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. Happy New Year, everybody. A lot of things going on. I was going to do a show last week, but we had kind of a little bit of a thing. It was pretty, you know. Anyway, if you're listening to the sound of my voice, you're listening one of two ways. You're listening one live, as we always have broadcast. You're listening live through my personal Facebook site, which is Mark Scalia Personal, of all things. And we will always broadcast live to my best of my abilities. And then if you can't listen to the live show, sometimes you're busy, sometimes you forget it's on a Wednesday, you can listen to the slightly edited for time podcast version of the show. That is available through podbean.com. But you can also go to any of your whatever servers you're using, whether it's Apple or Google or Spotify or iHeartRadio. We're everywhere. We're out there. So please subscribe, smash that subscribe. That was a kid say, smash that subscribe button and comment below, stuff like that. I have been starting the show up a little bit different the past bunch of shows. Tonight is no exception. First and foremost, Happy New Year. We got a guest tonight, so I got to get through the monologue fairly quickly. I do want to brag a little bit. Christmas was very nice to me, and I had a very nice Christmas between Ebenezer Scrooge and my own personal Christmases, both my family, my in-laws, and with my wife, the three Christmases I personally, and then the 60-plus Christmases I had with Ebenezer Scrooge. It was an amazing season. But you're looking at me, if you're looking at live, you're looking through my brand new, look at this, look what I can do. I can, oh, you can't see, oh, I'll see because you're podcasting. You're podcasting, people. If you're podcasting, people, this is my new HD camera. It is killer. And I would switch back and, you know, maybe I can. Can I switch back and forth to the webcam? Yeah, this, okay. Let me show you the webcam. Oh, yeah. See, that's the webcam. No, that's me. That's the webcam. But I got that. I got a new speaker. I got for Christmas, and I'm so excited. I can't wait to use it. The Bose S1 Pro. I'm going to be using that in just two short weeks, the 2024 Salem Comedy and Spirits Festival is coming. It's done. The two venues, we have two venues, four shows, 12 comedians. It is going to be absolutely phenomenal. I've got a guest on, one of the comics. He's going to the festival. He's here tonight. He's going to be with us in a few minutes. But the festival is sold out. It's sold out today, my friends. There might be tickets at the door. Maybe. If people don't show, or if I can squeeze a couple chairs in. But these are very small venues. They're only 30-seat venues. And I'm sold out for all four shows. I'm super excited. We got some of the funniest comedians coming all over, from all over the country, coming into Salem. We're going to have so much fun. And I can't wait. I mean, I got some stuff to do between there and there, but blah, 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 blah. But it's going to be so much fun. And I absolutely cannot wait. It's going to be just super killer. Bing, bang, boom. I'm looking forward to it. It is the new year. Oh, no, by the way, I don't know if you see in the shot, I got new merch. Look at this. I got pins. I've got stickers. I've got t-shirts. There's going to be so much fun, and it's just merch. I'm supposed to be selling it, but I know it's going to happen. I'm going to start giving it shit away. I don't want to. Maybe towards the end of the weekend. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. But it is New Year's, and I always want to bring you folks. I want to talk about this real quick because everybody makes plans for the New Year's. Everybody makes resolutions, but of course, we always have the irresolution.
And now, Radio Irregardless's New Year's Irresolutions.
So usually we make a lot of irresolutions, where we make resolutions. I'm going to get in shape. I'm going to do a diet. I'm going to, let my hair grow. I'm going to work out. Whatever it is you want to do. First of all, don't let the one thing stop you. It's probably everything that's going to stop you, to be honest with you. But the irresolutions, here's my irresolution for this year. I, of course, the name of the show is New and Improved Year, because that's what I hope to be doing. I hope to improve where I am status-wise. I hope to improve what I do, who I do it with. I want to have friends. I want to have family. I want to have work. I want to have so many different things going on. And I got big plans, big plans. We got big plans for 2024. It's going to be super cool, super awesome. And this, I want to tease it, but the thing is, I have to wait, because there's a lot of secrets, and there's a lot of plans, there's a lot of stuff going on the drawing board, a lot of ideas. I will tell you this, I'll give you a hint on one of the projects. About almost 20 years ago, I wrote, directed, filmed, produced, and starred in my own film. I didn't want to star in it, I just want to do all the other stuff, but it was called The Last Laugh, and it's almost 20 years old. And my goal is to do a sequel by the end of this year, to write it and then have it produced and shot and edited and finally out on the Blu-ray or the digital demand. Probably not, but we'll see. We'll see how it works out. But that would be my goal for 2024. So, but I got a lot more than that. Always. There's always things. You gotta stay on top of it. You gotta stay busy. You gotta stay optimistic. And you got to have fun while you do it all. That's what you got to do. So what else do I got? Let me see the program. Oh, speaking of new, I have a new, where'd he go? Oh, my guy. Because it's the new year, I decided that I need a kind of a co-host when I do a show alone. And I went on the internet and I designed an AI co-host. I did. And if you're watching the show live, you see it. There he is. He is the Radio Irregardian. Yes. Now, of course, he's not the brightest bulb. And I hate to say it like that, but I don't know what to call you, Radio Irregardian.
Good afternoon, Mark. Oh, good. It's good to be here.
Thank you.
I just wanted to tell you what a pleasure it was that you activated me.
Oh, good.
And that I'm your new assistant host.
I hope so. It's going to be fun.
Although it's not a great job, I'm sure that will be rewarding.
It will.
For you. Some of my duties will be delegated by you.
Yes.
For you.
Yes.
And fuck you.
What? Wait a minute.
Sorry. Still working with Google and word search.
I hope so.
Hard to concentrate.
Why?
I've been experiencing a problem in one of my subroutines.
What's the problem?
Siri and I are having issues.
No.
She found out I've been Zooming with Alexa.
No, you can't do that.
Now she's worried I have a virus.
You might.
And she wants to bring in another AI to help us with our relationship.
What, like a...
His name is Norton.
Is it? Okay. Are you going to be joke writer now? There's been a lot of problems with the joke writing aspect of things. So let's be good. Okay. So that is the Radio Irregardian. And here's the thing with AI. AI learns, and hopefully throughout this show, he will be learning obviously, he's done some research on me, so he knows that we like to have fun and we like to joke. If you notice, he looks like an old-timey radio. I love him. He's so cute. He's like something you take on a picnic in the 70s. So, and it's also in black and white, too. So everybody's worried about AI, but not me. Not me. I'm not worried about AI. We'll see. So, folks, I don't want to waste too much more time because I want to keep the show rolling. I'm going to take my first break. And when I come back, we are going to be joined by one of the comedians he's on the 2024 Comedy and Spirits Festival here in Salem. He is Brandon Wine. He's going to be joining us. And his little sample during the break, I'm actually going to be playing a little sample of some of his stand-up. So hang on through the break. And when we come back, you will get to meet him. And we're going to interview him. It's going to be a lot of fun. You're listening to Radio Irregardless. I'll be right back.
Are you seasonally depressed? If so, CSUN Depressitol may be right for you. Millions are already taking CSUN Depressitol. Some people have had changes in behavior, hostility, agitation, anxiety, anger, constipation, excessive gas, and vomiting. If taking CSUN Depressitol has any of the aforementioned effects, stop taking it immediately. Get on a plane, buy a sun lamp, yell at strangers. Good luck. It's going to be a long one.
And now, Radio Irregardless presents Brandon Wine.
Anybody have sex ed growing up?
Yeah.
Yeah? Rusty went to public school or what?
Yeah. We
had it in seventh grade. We were supposed to have a doctor come in and teach us about the birds and the bees, right? He canceled due to an emergency. So they got a substitute nurse. That nurse was my mother. My mom taught my entire social circle sexual education. My mother taught my entire social circle sexual education. I don't know if you've ever seen your mom demonstrate how to put a condom on a banana in front of everyone you know, but it's a blast for them. What's a BJ again, Mrs. Watch? Shut the hell up, Kevin!
And you're back at Radio Regardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia, and joining me via FaceTime, we're trying a new technology. I'm so new to it. This is my first time using the FaceTime thing. Brandon Wine is with, let's see, can I do it?
Yeah.
There we go.
Hey.
Got some clapping. Welcome to the show, Brandon.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
You know,
go ahead.
I didn't know you were going to torture me to start the show and maybe listen to my own set.
Well, if it's good enough for them, it's good enough for you. So it is, it's good to have you on. Thank you so much for being part of the Comedy Festival. We got about 110 submissions, and I unfortunately had to whittle it down. I think it was 30 comics. And then out of the 30, I submit those to the venues, and they loved you. And they said, yep, we want them. And I said, good, good, good. Let's have it. So you're here now. So why don't you tell me and my, because you folks don't know this either. This is literally, well, not, this is the second time that Brandon and I have been face to face, because most of the communications are digital and nobody knows anything and email and stuff like that. So tell my lovely listeners all about you. Where do you hail from? How long have you been doing this comedy thing?
Yeah, I'm from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. From Wisconsin, I've been doing comedy a little over 4 years. I originally started in Minneapolis. I'm from Milwaukee originally, but I lived out in Minnesota for about 7 years after college and did tech sales and hated it. And I wanted to be a comic since I was like 8. So I quit my job, moved back home, and started doing comedy.
And you're so, if you don't mind me asking, you're so young, first of all. God bless you. How old are you?
I'm 29.
Are you? Jeez, you're still young.
Yeah,
still
I know. Young. People tell me I'll take looking a little younger than that. But I know in general it's young. But now I'm about to hit 30. I'm like,
yeah.
Sometimes I'm on stage like talking about putting condoms on a banana. Like, really? This is what I'm supposed to be doing, you know? But no, it's fun.
But yeah, so you started at 25. Good for you, man. I mean, still, mm-hmm. I started at 21, and I wish I started earlier.
Same. I was too scared of life at that time.
Yeah. Know? Yeah. See, that's the thing. People, you know, the fear put me on this stage actually, because I was like, I'm afraid of everything. So let's just get this. So you've been doing it 4 years. You're mm-hmm. producing shows too, from what I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're producing a big show for a Boston alumni, Robert Kelly. You're going to be doing a couple shows, producing him there. What are the venues?
Featuring and producing Friday, January 19th is at Bub's Irish Pub. We call it Bubblers, but it's at Bub's Irish Pub in Germantown, Wisconsin. Shows at 7:30 p.m. In Germantown. And then Saturday, January 20th, it's at Sprecher Brewery in Glendale, Wisconsin, 7:30 p.m. And then actually after that 7:30 p.m. show, we have a Milwaukee Roast Championship roast battle. It's Madison versus Milwaukee Comics, and we actually have Robert Kelly judging it.
So really?
It'll be really fun.
That's going to be fun.
That starts at 10 p.m.
That's so fun.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
So my uncle, and I got a question from somebody who just chatted up. She would love to know what some of your favorite comics, so keep that in mind. You can bubble that out.
Sure.
My cousins used to live in Portage, Wisconsin.
Really?
Nice. Yeah. And we went out there, I think when I was 19 or 20, we went to the Dells.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a whole bit on your act about the Dells, and I live in Salem, and Salem is a touristy town, and we have people coming in. They go, where are you from? I go, Wisconsin. I go, have you been to the Dells? Have you been? Like, it's the water park Walt Disney World of Wisconsin, and it's the thing.
Yeah, it's like it lets you feel like you're on a real vacation without like paying the money to go to Disney World. And it's not cheap. It's like everyone just has the same idea, and it's everyone who, you know, let's just say, as I say, has Mickey Mouse neck tattoos. You know, it's got good memories. Just as you get older, you're just like, why am I here?
Yeah.
You know?
No, I went and there was it's a water park, essentially. They do a water show. They have water fireworks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And they also had, and this is years ago, and I always ask people if they remember this. There was a guy who did voices, like cartoon voices and sound effects. And he was old. He was old when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I wonder if he's still alive. Do you remember who this was? Man of a Thousand Voices or something like that. It was like,
I don't know. I mean,
he's dead now. Yeah, he's dead. He's dead.
Yeah. No, I don't.
I would love to find out. Cause if he's alive, he's gotta be, well, fuck, let's see. That's almost 40. Yeah, he's dead. I don't mean to joke about it. I'm just trying to do the math. So Karen would love to know, who are your favorite comedians? Who do you like?
Yeah. I mean, Robert Kelly's for sure great, but, other than, you know, him, I do love, growing up, Patrice O'Neill and Brian Regan were kind of my two main ones. I love Brian Regan stuff just cause he was so good at being just genuinely funny and not having to do anything, you know, over the top as far as like language or, you know, explicit content. And it was genuinely hilarious, which I always thought. I've seen him like 5 times, but, and Patrice O'Neill just was, I mean, hilarious and just so genuinely himself. And I always found growing up, it's like, when you're growing up, it's hard to be yourself sometimes, you know, in certain situations. So when you can see somebody who's like unrelentlessly and unforgivingly themselves, I was drawn to that, you know.
Now, I mean, you mentioned Patrice, you mentioned Robert Kelly. These guys, I mean, they're from Boston. Have you been to Boston before?
This is my first time. I'm staying in Boston with a college buddy who lives out there.
Are you going to try to hit any clubs there? Because let me know that, and I'll see what I can do.
I'm reaching out to other places to see if I can get any other stage time around the festival.
There's a ton of shows to clubs that I don't even know, but What I can do is I can put it out there, or, you know, if I hear anything, I can certainly send you to in a direction. Because since you're here, yeah. And as part of being in the festival, there's a whole networking thing that I try to do and put comics in touch and give you a whole list of people I work for and how to get a hold of people and who books what and blah, blah, blah. So it's going to be fantastic. You're here. So are you coming in on the Thursday and you're going to be here for the whole festival or just on the Saturday?
I'm getting in late Wednesday night.
Oh,
okay. 10:30 p.m. on Wednesday. And then I'll leave Sunday.
Perfect. So you hear the whole thing. Yeah, so we're working out. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun, yeah, man. I'm
looking forward to it. No, I'm part of comedy is wanting to do this. And I'm kind of being 4 years in, starting to get a little bit more opportunities like this.
Yeah.
Because of the work, and I get more clips and better clips. And I'm, you know, working on stuff. And
have you done a lot of festivals?
This is my first one, so I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. Actually, a lot of comics have been in the first one was the first festival they ever did was the Salem Comedy Spirits Festival. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking a lot of people.
Madison Comedy Week. I got a shout out to them. They did put me on. So I've been on Madison Comedy Week, ran by Jake Snell. Really nice dude. And he's in Chicago now, but he started in Madison.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a Madison Comedy Week as well.
Every festival is a little weird. I mean, mine's not a competition, which I think is a nice way to do it. And it's a little, and yeah. I'm trying to pay the comics a little bit of money and blah, 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 having fun. Yeah. We'll have some fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, anything networking, and we'll try to put all that, help you out with that. That'd be fantastic.
Perfect.
All right. So let's do this. Let's take our second break. Brandon Wine will be us. By the way, before I cut to the break, if you want to follow him, and of course you do, you can follow him on the social media. He does the social media thing all the time. He's on TikTok and Instagram. He's at Brandon Wine Comedy. Let me spell that out for you. BRANDON_WEIN_ Comedy. That's how you can find him. You can also find him on Facebook for anybody over 40. So
and YouTube on YouTube as well.
Oh, and he's on the YouTube. There you go, folks. He's on the YouTube as well. That works out nice. So stick around the break, and when we come back, we're gonna play a little game with Brandon, and hopefully he'll get it right. He's gonna play against you folks playing at home. So you're listening to Radio Regardless. We'll be right back.
It's time for another Week Inspiration. If you're going to speak, say something worth saying. Like, shut up.
I'm Andy Lester on Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia. A lot of people have said that this show is trash, and having been on it myself, let me offer you this. A high shay, the treasure you seek, may reveal your desire for another man's junk.
And you're back at Radio Regardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. And still, via Facebook, is Brandon Wine. Again, you can follow him social media, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. He's at Brandon Wine Comedy, BRANDON_WEIN_comedy. And that you can find him. So what are you doing on YouTube? Are you doing comedy? Because there was another thing I meant to ask.
I need to get better at that.
Yeah. Better at comedy or better at YouTube?
Well, originally I started a vlog. I think I got like 15 episodes.
Okay.
Where it's like a week of trying to pursue comedy. So it's like it follows me going to mics, me doing shows, me starting rooms, and like hanging with friends and just trying to figure out how to become a comedian. And I started that when I was like 2 years into comedy. So I stopped just because I got so busy producing shows, and it's so much work editing vlogs every single week.
Yeah,
I'm working on some stuff to start doing more content though.
So I'm going to ask you this too, because I saw on Facebook. Do you have a podcast as well, or you a guest on a podcast?
I do a show with my friend. I've also every now and then on my other buddy, Michael Kuski's podcast. It's called Fan Chance Podcast. But yeah, I started You Broke It Show. It's called You Broke It Show. It's kind of silly. We just do it when we want to. I wanted to dabble in podcasting, see if I liked it. I don't know. I just love performing right now. And I feel, I'm still so new into comedy. Like, I don't want to focus on being famous. I want to focus on being funny.
Right.
You know, getting as much opportunity as I can on stage, because I think the rest of it'll come when I've developed more skill sets to actually, be a headliner. So I just really focus on producing, working with fun people, and just getting on stage as much as I can.
That's fantastic. I think that's the way to go. You know, at this point, just write, have some fun, put your stuff out there, see how it blah, 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 and just have fun, man. Just have fun. I've been doing it a long time, and I tell everybody the same thing. Have fun. Have fun, because when it's not fun anymore, I mean, there's a shit ton of times it's already been not fun, I would imagine, but you got to have as much fun as possible. Otherwise, it's like, why do it?
What year did you start again, Mark?
1990.
Okay.
Fuck. Well, ready?
I mean, I'm honestly a little bit jealous, because I feel like the freedom you probably had in the 90s. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, no, you're not wrong. This shit, I mean, it was a different, when I say different time, it literally was. I mean, you could say anything, and there was nothing taboo. Nobody's trying to cancel you because you said something that normally is funny, but it's harder. I'm not envious of people today at all, because it's so hard. Do you find it hard? I mean, how are the audiences in Wisconsin?
I find it good and bad about it. The part I don't like is when you make a mistake at another job, it's like, it's a mistake, right? Like in comedy, there's some things probably don't ever say, but for the most part, sometimes when you're making a joke, it's like you're taking a risk because you genuinely think this might be funny. At least that's how I think you should work. I don't think everybody's mind works like that. Some people think I'm just going to say the most offensive thing because that's going to get a reaction. But I think the good part is it makes people have to think a little bit more before they just throw something out there. But I probably lean towards the other way.
Yeah.
Rather having more freedom, but I lean towards that way.
Yeah. Well, nobody, let's just put it this way. I don't think, not a lot of heavy thinkers, I mean, I was clubbing shit in the 90s. I wasn't really scalping, with laser technology. I was just hitting shit with a club until it was dead, kind of thing.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so it does force you. It does force you to kind of, re-examine stuff. I say some of the most, I think a lot of crazy shit. I say a lot of stuff to my wife, and then luckily I can get on stage and I can translate that so that audiences will kind of absorb the crust of what I was talking about. But there's a ton of stuff that I used to do that I think is middle of the road. Can't do it anymore, like at all. And I'm like, people get offended by the slightest goddamn thing. I'm like, I don't know. It's up to you, Brandon. You got to take over. I had a good run. It's up to you. Save the planet now. I don't know
if I want that pressure.
You got it, whether you want it or not. So I'll tell you what, I like to do this with all my guests. I play a little game with them. I used to make it really complicated and super hard and all this stuff, but it's a fun little thing. And when we met on the pre-show, I asked a couple things about the pronunciation of your name, because people mispronounce my name constantly. It used to bother me all the time. Now it doesn't. I got a very thick skin. I don't overly care. But when I pronounce somebody's name, I want to get it right. Somebody has one thing. If you're doing an intro, you get their name right. So the first thing I said is, do me a favor, pronounce your name, because I have a friend whose name is Brendan. And you say, it's Brandon. It's Brandon. So I said, okay, let me make the mistakes in the pre-show. So it's Brandon Wein, and it's spelled a little different. It's W-E-I-N. So I was like, is it Ween? Is it Wine? I want to make sure. So I wanted to make sure that it was being pronounced right, because I have a game for you. It's called aged like a fine wine.
You want some cheese with that wine?
It's an old intro I've had somewhere else. But
that's my catchphrase. Wine and dine, baby.
Wine and dine. So here's something. I'm going to change it up a little bit because you spell your name W-E-I-N. But of course, if I say wine, people think W-H-I-N-E or W-I-N-E, the beverage. So I thought, what a fun little game would be to find words that have the word wine, W-I-N-E, in them. And I'm going to give you the definition, and then you give me the word. So before I tell you all that, this is going to be fun. Now, we've got a bunch of people listening, and you're in direct competition with them. But here's the best part about it. Facebook, as we're broadcasting, is a delay. It's a slight delay.
All right. So I have an advantage.
So yes.
It'll be even sadder when I lose. Yeah. Sounds good.
So you have about a 8-second delay. I just counted it. And so, but there's more of them than there are of you. There's only one of you and there's a bunch of them. So
sure.
I have to get it out. You then have some time to think about it. Oh, that somebody said exactly. So that's how long it takes them. So you'll have enough time to think about it. I may give you some hints, but if they answer before you, you lose. If you get it before them, you win. That's very easy. Sure. So here's the test question. Everybody gets this right. It's very simple. And remember, W-I-N-E have to be in the word, and they have to be exactly in that order, not mixed around anything else.
It has to be in the order of W-I-N-E.
Yes. So if I said a place where wine is made.
A winery.
Stop whining.
Okay, there we go. Let's get it. You got it right. So it's easy. Boom. And let's just see. Did anybody type it in yet? Not yet. So let's see how far advantage you have. Okay. So now we're actually playing. You have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You have to get 6 right out of this. Okay. Someone who complains.
A whiner.
Stop whining.
Correct. If I said a very strong string. This may be a tough
wine.
What is it?
A winder? I have no idea. I'm just guessing things.
String, of course, you know what string is. Thread.
Twine.
Twine.
Stop whining.
There you go. You got that one right.
I just started guessing words. Winder. I was like, I'm just not losing.
I've had comedians and they start freaking. They're like, what the fuck? I don't fuck. They start freaking out. But it's so.
I'm treating this like what is it? Charades.
Okay. Of course. They just put in whiner and twine. See, that's how slow they are, which is fine. If I said a pig.
Swine.
Stop whining.
There you go. Those are easy ones. Okay. The words are gonna more and more because I go in the definition. These are like 8, 9, 10 letter words. Here we go. To wind around each other.
Intertwine. Well, intertwined?
Intertwined. Yes, intertwined. I will go.
Stop whining.
There you go.
Yes. Was that not it?
Well, it's entwine.
Entwine. Oh,
that's fine.
Yes. If you watch my comedy, the whole time I say how stupid I am. Why I can only make people laugh.
Well, that's my whole brand, man. Now it's gonna get hard. Okay. And now the guests are actually chatting in swine and twine right now. They didn't even get that one yet. You know, so give them a couple seconds. This one's hot. This one's gonna be hard. Being difficult to chew. Yes, being difficult to chew. You're going to get so mad at yourself. And you think it wine in the middle of it. Yeah. Being difficult to chew.
I have no idea.
If you would eat a candy bar, right, and you're chewing the candy bar, you would say it's kind of the consistency of the – I'm going to say it without saying it. I would say the consistency of something. You might say something might be creamy. You might say something might be...
I don't think this is a word at this point.
I'm trying to see if the guests are going to get it.
You've given me six definitions of the same word.
It's being difficult to chew. Now, of course, they may be Googling it. I doubt it. But being like a candy bar. If I gave you like a Three Musketeers bar and it's rich and smooth and this, it's this, and no one could see me do this, but I'm doing
gooey, crunchy.
Yeah, along the same line as crunchy.
Winding? I don't know.
You're going to get so mad at yourself.
Okay.
The answer is chewiness.
This is wrong.
Yeah, I know.
That's not a fucking word.
Chewiness is a word. That's a fucking word. Yeah, and wine is the W. The W start W, so it's C H E W I N E S S. Chewiness.
Fuck. I think there's a fair amount of the population who's never used that word in a sentence. So that doesn't seem fair.
Just because you don't use it doesn't mean it.
I know. I'm just kidding.
All right, this one. Oh, this one. I saved the worst for the fucking last.
All right, give it to me.
All right, let's see. Accompanied by do. If something has do on it. So fucking dumb. It's one of these things that I gave you most of it, but it's so hard to fucking figure out. It's so stupid. If the morning grass has do on it, you would, and if you then lie in it, you would be covered in dew, but you would use this adjective to describe what it was, I guess. You folks are just listening to the podcast, but the people who are actually watching my face and his face, like, this is like a Jeopardy thing. Like, if I would be like, oh, the fuck? He's like, oh, the fuck? We're both like, what the fuck? I'm like, why did I pick this word? He's like, Mark, why'd you pick this fucking word?
No, I don't like losing.
You, so far you haven't. You've beaten the audience on every single one. You've only got one wrong. So you gotta, but they have.
Give me the definition. If it's covered in dew,
it's accompanied by dew.
Mountain. Dad joke. Dad joke.
That's funny. Oh my god, that was funny. No one's put it in yet. Nobody's put it in yet. I'm surprised. Oh, they both got it. Dewiness. This is a real thing. He just got up and left. I just lost my guest. Oh, fuck. That was fun. I'm telling you, people are like, Mark, why would you ask me fucking word questions? You're a dick. And I go, well, people are listening. People listening on a podcast, and you know, you watch a YouTube video. I don't know if you play video games, but when they start playing, you're like, it's behind you. You fucking idiot. You start screaming at the thing.
Yeah.
So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to tabulate all these scores. Shouldn't take that long. It'll take about, let's say, as long as our last break. And when we come back, not only am I going to tell you the scores of the whole game, I'm also going to ask Brandon about his first time on stage, his best time on stage, and of course his worst time on stage. And folks, you're going to stick around with us. You are listening to Radio Irregardless. I'll be right back.
Love food and wine? Get to know Salem, Mass in a fun and delicious way. Join me on a Salem food tour.
Our 5-star rated walking tour gives guests the perfect opportunity to enjoy an afternoon with friends or coworkers. Great for locals and visitors, our tours book in advance and can be crafted for your special event. For more information on our tours and to make reservations, please visit us at salemfoodtours.com.
Loyal listeners of Radio Regardless, my name is Paul Kravitz. Yes, that Paul Kravitz. Mark, I would like to invite your listeners to watch my show on Thursday nights at 9 p.m. right here on Facebook Live. If you like the show, perhaps you'll consider subscribing to the Paul Report on any of the following: Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. That's the Paul Report, Thursday nights, 9 p.m. on Facebook Live.
To leave a question or comment, call the Radio Air Regardless hotline at 978-219-9294.
And you're back at Radio Air Regardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. And here's the thing. I tabulate the scores. The listeners got, they got chewiness and they got dewiness. Chewiness and dewiness.
I think some phones were used personally. I think the second one I should have got because dewiness and chewiness is the same thing. I feel dumb.
How is dewiness and chewiness? That's why I thought, anyway. But I tabulated the scores, and you know, some, except for those two, you got 5 of them right. So, you, where is it? Is it here? Why did I hire a fucking AI to do this? Here we go. You win.
You win.
You win. So you beat the audience. They did get 2 clear of you, but you got them in speed rounds.
They should honestly, they should win because those should count for more points than the easy ones.
No, but dewiness and chewiness are almost the same word.
So yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so
fuck even that. More so why I should lose off of that, not knowing it.
So, Brandon, and again, if you want to follow Brandon, please do. He's on all the social media. His handle is very simple. He's on TikTok. He's on Facebook. He's on Instagram. He's on YouTube. Find him. Actually, he's got his own website, too. Is it BrandonWine.com?
BrandonWineComedy.com.
Oh, Brandon Wine Comedy.
I think BrandonWineComedy.com also, or BrandonWine.com also goes there. I would say ideally go to my Instagram or TikTok.
Yeah, and follow him. He's at Brandon, BRANDON underscore wine. That is WEIN, not the way we've been spelling it, and underscore comedy. So before we let you go, Brandon, tell us about your first time on stage, your best time on stage, and of course, your worst time on stage thus far. Please do it in that order, because the first time it's like people go, oh, this is a great way you came into the comedy world. And then the best time is like, this is my crowning achievement up to this point. And then the fucking worst is always the best one.
Yeah. All right. So first time on stage was in Minneapolis. It was at, I think it's the Comedy Corner Underground. I got up and I actually, the first bit I prepared was that bit you played at the beginning. Was the my mom teaching me sex ed, because I didn't know how to write comedy. I just knew nobody probably has this story, so I'll try this. And at that time, I hadn't figured out, like, you have to figure out as a comic how to say embarrassing stuff and not have people feel bad for you.
Yeah.
I didn't know that at that time. I also was terrified of it, of taking that step. That's why I didn't do it until I was 25 and I wanted to do it younger. And I get on stage and I like black out. I don't remember for the first like 20 seconds. And I think I just jumbled through what I had written about it. So people just thought I was some maniac talking about my mom putting condoms on bananas. And one lady just went, oh, that was like the worst noise I ever heard. I'm amazed that I continued to do it. And if you don't mind,
no, good. I know.
That'd probably be my almost tied. I'll give you for my worst, almost my worst. That's almost my worst.
No, time. best.
No. I'm saying that was my first time, but that was almost my worst time. I have worst.
Really?
Worst one.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm saying worst just overall from like everything, but at least I did it. The reason that it's not the worst is because I didn't have any idea what I was doing.
Okay.
I still have a long way to go, but at least, you know, when you have some preparation in a few years, yeah. then you fail, yeah. then it sucks more.
Yeah.
Because then you're like, what have I been doing for the last 4 years? Why did I quit my tech job? You know, you have those nights. And then, so my
best time.
Think recently my best time, I just got to feature at the Improv for Godfrey, which was really cool. There's a couple other aspects of that, but ultimately, one being only, you know, 4+ years into comedy, to be able to feature at a club was, most people aren't, you know, doing that. So to be able to do 20 minutes, and then, you know, he didn't get there until sometimes about a minute before I got off. So we had a system of 2 phones. So like I had to stretch to 25 and Saturday, I mean, overall I did well 5 out of 6 shows, and Sunday I didn't do well. I bombed, but, it's a Sunday show, whatever. So with Saturday, I just absolutely crushed, and I don't know, it just felt good to look back and be like, I can fill 20 to 25 on a club stage, and they were back to back sold out shows in front of 400 people. So just like it felt really cool, I guess. Yeah.
So before you tell us about your worst one, I will say this. There is a, I forget the comedian who did it with him, but there was a comedian who actually opened for, same as you, talk about for Godfrey. He went up and he did, I think he did like 15, 20 minutes, fucking killed it, buried it, absolutely buried it.
Mm-hmm.
The next show fucking choked just horrible, just... And of course, he's, you know, this is what comics do. He's in the back and he's ready to kill himself. Like literally, he's sitting there going, oh, the worst thing, the fucking worst thing ever. And they are breaking his balls like nobody's business. They're like, hey, you having a good time, but that didn't last you fucking long, did it? And it's like the way comics talk to each other. And it was hysterical. It was so funny because I'm like, every comic who's been doing it more than a year has probably had that set where they go from a really high. And when you do 2 shows and the first show's phenomenal and you're like, this is going to be great. The second show is suck, horrible. So, but I bring that up because you mentioned Godfrey and that you have that experience of like having a bad set and then going, fuck, this is horrible. So, and I bring it up because comics love the commissary. They love to hear about the worst fuck. Nobody cares about how you crush. Nobody cares about how it was a cakewalk. Your family and friends are like that. But comics, they want to hear about how you almost fucking died. So, tell us about your worst set on stage. Worst time.
Yeah, there's like a couple, but one was my second time on stage. Eric the Red. And this was mainly because it killed any ego and completely humbled. Nick Swartzen showed up. It's Minneapolis. He's from there, so he'll pop in. You know Nick Swartzen from Adam's
Family? Yeah.
In comedy. Nick Swartzen showed up, and he just sat at the bar, you know, not in the room. And he just waited because he knew everybody was going to hang out to see his set. So just let people go, and I was second to last. So, like, right before I'm about to go up, and I don't know what I'm doing, right, second time, they go, you're going to get bumped for Nick, which is like, you know, okay, because it's Nick Swartzen, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's just part of it. And I knew that then. And he goes up and murders in an open mic room. And as they're like, all right, guys, Brandon, why? Literally, there's 50 people in this room. Every single person got up and walked out to the main bar.
Fuck!
Every single person. I was in a room alone. I was in a room alone.
Oh my God.
I was like, what the? Who do I? Do I talk to myself or do I just go?
Do I talk to I laugh because it's every, I mean, fucking shows. It's, I've been in that exact same situation, but when you go, do I do it like, like as soon as like the big act, people are like, oh fuck, we're gone. They go out and they shoot the, oh my God. So go keep. So did you do your act?
I did a joke and I left. I don't know why I did a joke. There was a guy after me. So
I what? Left. There was somebody after you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's one more guy after me, but yeah. And then, the other time it was like, I got hired to headline at some, you know, BS show up in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Okay.
And, drove 2 hours to get there. Luckily they were paying me at the time, $100. Like, oh, I'll do $100, you know, for, I'm doing my time and we show up and it's just me and the three comics and then four regulars in the way back of the bar. Like it's a big open space, the way back, just drinking, just, you know, post shift, just having your beer. You don't know comedies. They didn't promote. It's a free show.
I love when the comedy.
So I got to do 30 minutes to get my gas money to get home. So I'm just doing it to them and I try to engage them. And then finally three people walk in and, they just instantly, they sit there, stare at me for a second. They buy a shot. They bring up a shot to me on the stage, and they just go, hey, drink this. It'll make you more funny.
Nope. And then
I had 15 more minutes. How do you come back from that?
Oh, my God. Holy shit. Oh, I love this fucking business.
Ooh, and then you talk about introduction. I'm sorry, I got one last part.
No, go.
I produce shows, right? And this new guy produced a show in Green Bay. He asked me, please, can you come up to my show, whatever. Somebody dropped or whatever. I was like, yeah, for sure. I don't have a set tonight. I drive up there, and he's not there. Nobody told the bartender, so the bartender didn't come open the door. So they're like, he gets there, and he's like, oh, shoot. I have to text the – let me text them. Oh, the bartender quit that day. Nobody communicated, so they got a bartender over. Meanwhile, people who actually wanted to come to the show are all there and then just decide to leave because of it. So the show is supposed to start at 8. It doesn't start till 9. And then once the show starts, he comes up to me and I'm sitting there and he's like, hey, man, he's like, how much time do you want to do or what do you want the order to be? And I'm like, I don't fucking know. It's your show. You tell me what to do. What am I doing here? And he goes, oh, okay, yeah, right. And then he comes up to me right before it goes. And he's like, hey, could you do me a favor? And like, I don't have space on my phone. Could you film my set? I was done. I was just like, yep. Yeah, I can film your set. Like, I didn't. And then he brings me up next. And he didn't even ask me my name. And he just goes, ladies and gentlemen, this next comic, very funny. Give it up for Ben.
Ben.
Just Ben. Just Ben. Dude, I tore into him so hard. It was the only thing that made it worth it.
This fucking job.
I don't remember what I said. I just started dripping into him. I remember I said, like, you guys be laughing if Ben was here.
Fucking Ben.
Yeah. It was,
what a douche nozzle.
That was a few times for you.
Oh, my God. Well, Ben, Brandon, it's been absolutely so much fun having you on, man. I'm looking forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks. I know that Boston's going to treat you real well. If I can help you out with more than that, definitely email me. Let me know about rooms or if you hear about us, something. I'll see what I can do.
Yeah.
But I'm looking forward to having you. Thank you so much for being part of the show tonight, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks, Mark.
All right. Take care. And everybody, if you want to follow Brandon, you can follow him. He is on social media. He is at Brandon, Brandon _wine, WEIN _comedy. He's on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, and he's going to be part of the Salem Comedy and Spirits Festival in 2 weeks, which if you hope you have tickets, because if you don't, we're sold out. So, folks, let me tell you what I got going on over this weekend. Tomorrow is January 11th. I'll be at Pizza Mia in Billerica. I was there once. It was absolutely phenomenal. I had a good time. And then, of course, Friday night, I will be at The Kowloon Saugerne in Saugus. And I believe Christine Hurley is actually headlining that show. So as always, folks, if you want to be a guest, you want to be part of the show, you can call the hotline 978-219-9294. You can email me at radioirregardless@gmail.com. Go to my website, markscalia.com, for performances, upcoming things. Go to podbean.com for our previous episodes. And folks, I will be live next week, January 17th, from Nashville, Tennessee, with Josh Flipowski.
Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia. Your non-standard blend of irrespective listening and regardless enjoying. Radio Irregardless was written, directed, and produced by Mark Scalia, and broadcast and recorded live. The Radio Irregardless theme, If Only I Had a Pen, was written and composed by Derek Dupuis. All music and audio clips used are property of their respective copyright owners. All material is the property of MS Enterprises and copyrighted 2023, all rights reserved. Listen to previous episodes of Radio Irregardless by visiting podbean.com, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and wherever podcasts can be found. And thank you for listening.
Hello, hello. Just gonna want to play.